realms of Senith.
All right, so you guys came up to the wagon here, sorted out some goblins, captured one, had the bard beat one with his loot, and you found a cavern in the cliff face here next to the road that the goblins have set up camp in. There was a trap door to the west that the artificer disabled and mocked the goblins for their inability to make a good trap. Some of the information you retrieved from the goblin before you convinced the bard with the use of spells to assist you against the king's wishes was something to the effect of there being at least 4 more goblins through the south door. You guys have beaten up a drunk goblin, a sleepy goblin, and the watch goblin, who is now covered in flour on the floor.
So you quote-unquote alert goblin.
Yeah, he wasn't...
alert for a goblin, sure.
Alert for a goblin. He was trying his very best, but you guys still managed to sort him out. I think that covers pretty much where we left off, though, unless anybody has anything they want to add.
Oh, do we? We're just going to say we had like our second level abilities ready to go, right?
Yeah. If you have to, do you prepare spells? I don't know. Artificial.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead and prepare one.
All right. I did because I thought that's one that we started at, starting at second level. Or wait, we're second level now. So I did. So I got a few extra things. I got a wand that I infuse to give me a +1. And I got a homunculus or. Which is basically, I'm just going to make it my little spider thing that heals people because it fits in with the flavor I've been doing. So it acts like an animal companion, how they changed it by me using my bonus action to control it. Otherwise, it takes the dodge action.
Oh, so you're going to have another thing.
Yeah, it acts on my initiative, so we don't have to worry about that too much. I've got stats for it and everything. And then it can attack on my bonus action with a range attack. And I've got all of its stats, so if you attack it or whatever, but it's just like a little tiny spider, but kind of the little mechanical spider I used to heal the last time.
That's the thing that was patching up Diamond, I believe.
Yep.
I believe Diamond, you've come back from outside and charming the bard. Do you bring the bard with you? Or are you guys asking him to just keep watch out there still?
I definitely want to bring him with me.
Okay. So Alanis, in that case, says that she'll come and guard the door then. Because you guys have seen a bunch of goblins scampering around out there. Not all of them ran into here. As you come back in with your bard friend, who is much more willing to help you guys now. He's starting to express feelings of how he's always wanted to be an adventurer. In fact, he's talking quite a bit about it. Until he fell into service to the king and became the court's bard. But as he's talking, you hear something of whimpering noises through the west wall. West door, right? Yeah. And you believe you can hear a horse through the door that was trapped.
There's a horse there. I can hear it. I want the pony, by the way.
You see, the locks made by goblins are nowhere near as good as the locks made by gnomes. What? A horse?
Yeah, there's a horse back here behind it.
Outside or down in this?
Through the left door with the mat on the ground that says keep out.
It sounds like there's a horse in there.
Yeah.
Once more, it's done talking about how crappy the goblin locks are. You can all hear it now.
Shall we?
Let's go.
Warlocks and druids first.
All right. So you guys open the door. Who's opening the door?
Erevan will.
All right. As you open the door, you're greeted with something of a sight of 2 blades that are sticking out of a wall. And that's the crappy goblin trap that you guys disarmed.
It's like we got some fun going on here.
You see another door to the left there. This one has light coming through it. You guys can see in there. On the wall is like wine bottles, a large stack of wine bottles. In the far corner is some clothing in the next room there.
Can I grab a bottle of wine?
Yeah, sure. You're going to squeeze on past the blades and go get some wine? You can do that. Can you guys move your own tokens, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The bard follows you in here and... He's, oh, wow, this is Charlemagne 1142. This is, and then he's just naming off all these different bottles of wine. He's talking about how excellent these are. The horse is not on the map. Put him there with this token. So the bard's like making all kinds of different suggestions here. And he says that this is stolen merchandise, et cetera, et cetera. There's the horse in front of the wagon, barrels of rum all stacked along the wall there.
What are you, rum? I want the rum instead.
All right. The bard just keeps standing at the wine, talking to nobody as you go and start looking at the barrel. The barrel's there. You guys notice that there's a goblin just sitting in a cage and that there's another door in the south there.
In a cage or on a cage?
Inside of it. Looks like he's being held up there.
Could he attack him?
No, he looks like he's disarmed. He doesn't have much in there other than the clothing on him. And you guys would notice as you come in that he backs away from the cage, looks really uncertain as to who you guys are.
Hey, I can't even say, did he on our side?
You could try. Do you want to go talk to him?
Sure.
Is somebody vacuuming in your house?
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, as you start to approach, the goblin kind of points to the horse and says to you in Elvish as he sees. No, he would speak to you in common. I'm sorry. He says, that's my horse. Can you help him?
Yeah, I'll help him, but if there's no booby, you better join us and help us out.
He kind of puts his head down into his hands. He says, okay. And you see him, he starts mumbling something as you go to help the horse, you know, stabilize it a bit and stuff.
I'm willing to help you as much as your horse. I'll let you out, but I need to know that you're on our side.
Well, what does being on your side mean for me, though? Are you going to ask me to hurt people? I don't know if you can tell or not. And he like holds up his arms. He goes, I'm a tailor. I'm not a fighter.
Well, you don't have to fight.
Okay, then yes, I'm on your side.
All right, then I want to end you.
Sorry?
I want to ensure the lock pick his cage and let him out. Or break the cage. I don't know what I can do.
It sounds like you're doing it.
Sorry, man. I decided right now is the time to nail stuff into the wall.
But I mean, it works because you're breaking a goblin out of a cage, so.
I'm gonna ask her if she needs any help with that.
Yeah, if you can help, if you can do this better than me, go for it.
All right.
I'll just blast the lock on the cage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you do that with no problem. The lock, like the artificer was explaining to you, is not that good. The goblins are not known for the excellent craftsmanship. So that comes right off, and it swings open. In fact, it bounces open at the blast of your eldritch knowledge. And he says, oh, he starts crawling out and he stands up and brushes himself off. Would you say more?
Well, if that was a gnomish lock, it would at least take two.
Matt, everybody, I'm on your side now. I'm Amir Winters, a merchant and tailor.
Amir, how did they get your wagon and horse in here?
I can't say I was conscious for all of that part, but I would imagine they brought it through the door over there. He points forward to the door you guys have come through. It looks like it was the size, just the right size for most carts to come in here and be loaded or unloaded. Honestly, this is my first time in this room. They kept me by a campfire and by a well, and they started to try to tattoo me, and he points at his arm and stuff. They thought I was just going to join their clan. The food is awful here.
Yeah, it smells like it. What's the plan, guys? We're going to continue?
Hold on, let me get some rope.
As you walk up to one of the barrels, Amir's like, oh, you don't want that one. That one's still aging. And he just starts walking over and helps you find good rum.
Excellent. Thank you, Amir.
You let me out of a cage, so rum. Let's get you some rum.
Actually, I'm the one who gets you out of the cage.
I meant no offense. I meant use. Damn. All of you.
Okay. Us it is.
Yes, us is. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm one of you now.
You just want to check what's in this corner.
Which one? The one with the clothing and cobwebs? Or
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Roll an investigation.
Ooh, I rolled a 17 on a die plus 5, 22.
All right. As you're digging through here, you find what would total out to be about 11 pieces of gold, a couple pieces of silver, and you manage to find a platinum piece as you start throwing clothes about. Most of this just looks like it was nice clothing being moved. It occurs to you that this was probably some more stuff from Amir on his wagon with his horse off to some city to sell. Confirm that when you find some paper, some inventory, and look at it really hard because it looks scratched out. But you can see his name and some lists of different kinds of clothing like pants and whatnot, right? And He looks over with his hand covered in rum because he's just drinking it from his hand. He doesn't have anything, right? It's all ruined.
What's all ruined?
All my clothing. I was going to sell that. As he drinks from his hand.
But you can fix it, right?
Maybe. I just don't feel like carrying it around. So what are we doing, guys? Are we getting out of here now?
I don't know. What does everyone want to do?
We need to stop this. That we were charged to stop these bandits, right?
Yeah.
I guess we got to go onward. Now, is this your cart there, Amir?
Huh?
All right. We should probably, if everybody's cool with it, have you load up your cart with some of the stolen goods so we can head back to town. I'm sure we can help you get back on your feet. If I had to take a look at some of these clothes, even though they're ruined, do they look like they're pretty darn good quality, or does he look like he's like goblin craftsman?
You rolled a really good investigation. As you take a second look about it, you're actually a bit stunned, taken aback, second glancing it and realizing that some of the stuff you've seen in the courts, one of the outfits in particular you saw being worn by a noble lady. So this is actually amongst the commoner's clothes and everything are some exceptionally good quality pieces. Some of the stuff is irreparable or irreparable.
Amir, looks like there's more to you than meets the eye. Are you a clothier to the nobles? A tailor to the stars, if you will?
On the low. Is that how you humans, gnomes?
I was going to say.
Elves. Is that how we say it?
Sure.
Nobles come to me. They know I'm very good. Puts up his hands like, I'm trying to be humble, but I'm very good. Also very cheap.
Gotcha. I'm sure you can recoup your profits back in the city. If you want to, with your fine, keen eye, grab the rarest vintages off the wall there, maybe the bard can help you and salvage what you can of your goods. Start packing your stuff full of the stolen goods that we can return to the city. We've got some goblins to rout. Present company excluded.
I'm a boggle, by the way.
Head boggles the mind.
What's a boggle?
What's a boggle? It's essentially like a cousin of a goblin, a cousin species. It's actually pulled forward from a different game I was playing. I don't know if boggles are actually in the game.
I don't either, but I'll pull up a picture from Google or something.
Oh, thank you. I would appreciate that. But as you look at him, you realize there is some slight differences to him. His teeth are not as sharp. Nails were done. You can see that they're definitely not as hooked, well-kempt. For someone who was stuck in a cage and being held by goblins.
The D&D boggle is terrible looking.
As Morin starts giving those suggestions, you see Amir's eyes light up. That is something I can do. And he starts going around and trying to find all the most expensive stuff to load up onto the wagon. He turns and says, from the wine area, as you guys are getting ready to move on, he says, oh, there is a cook in the next room. And he points to the south. That's the... He pauses for a moment. The jerk who was hurting my horse.
Oh, then we definitely got to kill that guy.
Amir goes, and goes back to looking for wine.
I'm having a hard time finding a good image.
Yeah, it was like a third party thing that I'm drawing the boggle from.
Okay, never mind then.
So which direction are you guys going to go? South then?
Yeah, we going to kill the cook. I am anyway.
It's cook is a cook.
Can't everyone cook at least a little bit?
You know what sounds good? Horse.
Anyone else?
All right. Morad, you're coming up to the door a bit. It looks two tables in there. It's basically shown on the map as it is. There's a cook over there on the other side of the table. Looks like he's just relaxing at the moment, though. Though you can smell and hear something cooking. It's probably eggs is on the map.
All right. I'm going to say, hey, Ervan, follow my lead.
End up, follow your lead.
So I come in. Annual inspection. The conditions in this kitchen are deplorable. Look at this dust everywhere. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I beg your pardon?
Pardon?
Excuse me?
There is no excuse for a kitchen this terrible.
Oh, this is immaculate.
He starts kicking some flour under the stove.
It's not even up to temperature, and I cast Firebolt at him.
All right. you watch this horrifying scene unfold where he just lights on fire and burns out.
Do I roll or did I just kill him with my role play?
No, you just kill him.
Okay, then when he dies, I'm going to say, you're fired.
All right. Yeah, he started kicking the powdered flower right there under the table. That started quite a flame around him.
That isn't exactly up to code.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he would have kept a clean kitchen. He'd still be alive. Is there anything we should look for in this room?
No, there's nothing in here you want to take. There's rotten food in here. It is not immaculate. This is a disaster zone.
All right. Shall we continue then?
And you can go ahead and mark some inspiration.
All right, Morge. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
All right. This door right here, you cannot see through it. Do you open it?
Can I do a quick check to see if it's trapped?
Sure. Roll up an investigation.
Ugh, 13.
Now you do notice a bell, and you're able to move it off from there so the door won't ring as you come in. It looks like it was just, I don't want to say glued on there, but there's something sticking it to the door, and so you probably don't want to use your hand.
Hey, Erevan, you want to take care of this? I can't quite reach.
All right, sure.
All right. No effort. You managed to take it off from there.
Yeah, something on your hand there, and I clean it with prestidigitation for him.
All right, so this room, do you peek in now that the door is cleared?
Yeah, Erevan will peek in.
All right, as you can see, there's three tables set up, two or three chairs each one. There's a bunch of very fancy plates and stuff in here. However, you're not seeing any goblins right off the bat. Roll a perception roll.
All of us?
For yourself. For who's peeking in there, which I think is...
Erevan, yeah.
19.
You look the room up and down. You're not seeing goblins in here. You do see a door on the south side, a door to the north side, which you're pretty certain you know where it goes.
I'm gonna just step into the room here.
Rocks fall and you die.
It's a bit eerie in here, but other than that, you're still not seeing anything.
Shall we continue south then, or?
Wait for me.
I'll check this door for traps.
Are we supposed to notice the goblin up there?
Yeah, as Diamond goes into the room, he kind of slips past her, rushes to the table and quietly takes plates off from it, and then rushes up back over this way. Or actually, he just go through this door. He's going around gathering expensive stuff.
That's the merchant guy, not hostile?
Yep.
I rolled a 24 investigation.
Okay. This door, you're quite certain, is not trapped. As you're investigating the door, you do hear some snickering on the other side, though. And little whispers here and there.
I'm going to motion goblins and I make like a flappy ear thing and trying to be quiet about it.
I'm going to basically just going to motion to Morge, try and signify, are you ready?
Double thumbs up. And then he looks over to Diamond.
I'm right behind you.
All right.
Erevan's going to open the door and going to ready an action to Eldritch Blast. Like basically the first hostile I see.
All right, go ahead and roll me some initiatives for everybody.
17.
18.
I crit. 22.
All right, as you open the door, you said you readied some actions. This is, as soon as you open the door, you're going to blast the first thing, right?
First hostile I see, yeah.
The first thing you guys would see are there's two goblins with bows and arrows standing next to the fountain there, or well. And hanging off from the well is a much larger goblin. And he's just looking at you guys with a smirk. And he lets go and drops down into the well. Before he goes down, you're actually higher in initiative. Your reactions can go off.
So I can blast one of these warriors here?
Yep. Or the one that was going to drop down into the well if you want.
I'll blast one of the warriors. I have a feeling they're going to be more of an immediate problem. 21 to hit. 12 damage.
Okay. Yeah, that warrior is gone. Which one was it? One or two? You said one of the warriors.
One.
All right. He's Eldritch Blast. That's incinerated. Morid, did you have it readied? You opened the door.
Yeah, I just opened the door. Yeah, I didn't have it readied acting.
Diamond, were you readied for something? Was she readied for something?
I didn't specifically say anything, no, but...
Erevan just incinerates a goblin. Another goblin has dropped on the well laughing. You can still hear him as he's falling.
I guess I'll move in. And I'll firebolt one with my action. 23 to hit, I imagine hits, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
4 points of damage.
You do see two other goblins in the back there that you could target if you wanted. One of them is dressed very well, by the way. Got food all over himself, though.
He stole his clothes. My bonus action, let's see, what's the range on this thing? 30 feet. So my little spider climbs up on my chest and shoots out a strike of some sort. It shoots his leg off at him. Yeah.
What? Oh my God. Who did warrior? The same one?
Yeah, he's alive still, right?
Yeah, he's still alive.
So I'm just going to roll a d20 and I'm just going to add the whatever it is. It's not very good. He only rolled a 7. So 7 plus 4. So 11.
That's actually a hit.
He takes another 3, 4, 5 damage.
Okay, so this tiny little spider leg, really?
Okay, then it shoots a laser? I don't know what else.
It shoots a laser. But yeah, this little, it just hits him perfectly. Yeah, this goblin goes down as well.
That's my turn.
All right, Diamond, you're up. You see this horrifying scene of these grotesque-looking creatures just being incinerated in front of you. A little spider leg shoots out, hits one in the face, and they go down. And you see this other goblin that was hanging on a board above the well just drop down, and you hear him laughing. And you think you hear him say something to the effect of, "So that's what that noise was," as he goes. And what's left is you see one goblin still dressed in the royal garb, covered in food, and another goblin not so well-dressed, but also covered in food. That's the scene in front of you. What do you do?
I guess I make my magic stones and throw them at one of the goblins.
Okay, do you want to throw at the one that's well-dressed or only well-dressed?
I don't know. Either one.
Which one is more offensive to you?
The one that stole my new friend's nice clothes.
All right, he's ready. Roll up in an attack then.
23.
Yeah, you hit him. So then you roll your damage. It's 1d6.
That's the d6?
Yep. And then you would add 3 to your result.
5 total.
5 total. Okay, is there anything else you want to do? Do you want to move in? Or are you going to keep your position outside of the door there?
I'm just going to kind of hang in the doorway.
All right. What's the range on your stones, by the way? Is it 60 feet?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to move you up to the door if that's okay. Because that's like, 60
feet. Yeah, I'm just hanging.
Erevan.
Diamond's attacking the well-dressed one, yeah? He's still alive. So I will move probably about here and finish him off with a blast. Wound a bit and 9 damage.
And he is off the board as well. Okay, so that would leave the goblin's turn. He's going to charge up at you, Erevan, and he's going to draw his blade and try to attack you. You're not impressed. Morad would be up next. I don't know if he's back yet.
I'm just going to brush off my shoulder.
Yeah, he's like stumbling. If you had to guess, this dinner gob had a bit too much to drink. He's not in condition to be threatening, really.
1 point of damage from my firebolt. How awesome.
Okay. You said 5 damage, right, before?
What?
Erevan, that was 5 damage. I actually didn't write it down.
I thought he said it was 9.
Yeah, it was 9.
Oh, 9? Okay. Yeah, you got rid of the one.
I still have the dice roll here, which is a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You finished off the royal gob with that. Okay, that's why it's not written down. All right, so 1 damage.
Oh, yeah, you did say I killed him and scorched the clothing or whatever.
Yeah, my bad.
What? So here's the question. Can force damage do that? Like, how does force damage constantly incinerate these guys? What even is force damage?
Well, it breaks the sound barrier and the friction incinerates them.
And like mists them. It's a horrifying scene. That's why I was describing it that way to the druid in the back. Throwing stones in. You guys just go in and blast these things apart. I don't know how often she's hung out with warlocks and artificers because, as her backstory was described to me, she was something of a loner. Your characters would have figured that out. Am I remembering correctly your backstory, Diamond?
Kinda. I'm a loner, but I like people, but not all people. I'm picky.
Yeah. If this comes into your calculation of whether or not you like people, they're shredding these goblins.
I'm okay with that because I'm mad at the goblins for hurting my new friend.
Okay. She's having the time of her life back at the door there. You did another 3 damage from your spider?
No, that was just an attack roll. So it shoots out a small stream of acid and misses. That's my turn.
My plan was I'm just going to keep throwing stones at that. That's all I really got here. I can't manipulate these goblins. Nah.
Total with your bonus and everything?
What's my bonus?
5?
So that being 14.
14 is a hit.
6 damage. Oh, wait, plus 2, right?
Yeah.
8.
All right, between you and Morin, this time they get to see up close and personal as your stones, magical stones, smash this goblin right in the face as you make your disgust known to them, to the goblins. Not so misty, but still very gross in front of you guys. All right.
I turn around and give her the double thumbs up.
All right. As you're doing the thumbs up and stuff, from the well, Diamond, you see this large arm just grab the side of it.
What just happened in the well? Did y'all see that?
And then another arm. This one's covered in wood, as far as you can tell. As you turn around, I would imagine more. Unless you want to stay in there with your thumbs up, maybe. I don't know.
I imagine this is happening at the same time, so I'm double thumbs up, and this is happening behind me.
Yep. So then another arm, mechanical-looking thing, grabs the other side of the well. And Diamond and Erevan, you get to watch as this huge barrel starts rising out. And sitting on top of the barrel is that goblin that you saw drop down into the well.
Oh my God, it's Ruckus. It is Ruckus.
I had a thing I was going to say and everything. I was going to be like, you guys think you can make a lot of noise? Well, how about this for a ruckus? That's what I was going to say.
You just said it. It's good.
Erevan, it's your turn as this thing launches itself up the rest of the way and its legs stand on each side of the well side, or each side of the well. This barrel. Oh, you've played Paladins too, haven't you?
So, yeah.
You know what you're seeing now.
How close is this thing to me?
Oh, it's right next to you.
That makes it tricky to do what I wanted to do. I suppose for now, I will just swing at him with my longsword. Okay, another 21 to hit.
Okay, that's it. All
right. 10 damage. And as a bonus action, I put my Hexblade's Curse on it.
Okay. Is that your turn then, or is there anything else?
That's my turn.
Elfie's turn.
Who's Elfie?
I think that would be this guy.
Yep. Elfie turns his mech towards you. Several crossbow bolts flying at you from its arms. You take 3 damage. That's it. That was a bad roll. Okay. And that's its turn. So we're up to Morin.
I turn around. What the?
You hear it whirling. You're an artificer, so you immediately can start putting together how this thing works and everything. So your character isn't clueless, is all I'm trying to say.
Yep. So I'm going to cast a spell that will cover a 20-foot cube centered on this dude. Anything invisible, I'm casting Fairy Fire, basically, as my action. It gets a Dexterity saving throw, Dexterity 13.
As you cast your spell, you see Elfie suddenly, and his machine suddenly fly off to the side, but it isn't fast enough to take, or to dodge your spell. He was just a little late on that.
Fairy Fire outlines him and anything that's invisible in violet light, and just little flames flicker around him. Even if it goes invisible, we can still see it. It sheds light, and any attack roll against it now has advantage.
Ooh, that's intense.
That's my action. It's my bonus action. My homunculus will attack it with advantage. So that's a 16 plus 4, so 20.
Yeah, that's a hit.
I'm rolling awesome on damage. It's going to take 3 points of damage because it shoots out a little stream of acid. It's got a 30-foot reach, so I'm going to stay where I'm at, and that's my turn.
Diamond, you're up.
I guess I'll just throw another magic stone at him, or I can use my slingshot. I can use my slingshot to throw a magic stone at him, right?
Yeah. It would still be at a 5.
I'm 22.
That's a hit. Roll your damage. 1d6 plus 3.
6.
That's a lot of damage.
As a legendary action, layer action even, you see several fire bolts flying out from Elfie, centered in between Erevan and Morin. Both of you need to make dexterity saving throws to dodge these fire bolts.
My inspiration to make thrift.
Sure, you can.
21.
18.
21 is my lucky number today.
Okay, so both of you take half damage of 3.
Oh, Caravan's pretty ticked off. And he just has this look of rage on his face, and he points at Alfie. He's like, "How dare you?" He casts Hellish Rebuke.
How dare you?
Now it's Alfie who needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Is this an area effect thing or just a targeted?
Targeted.
Okay. Yeah, he fails.
Yeah, that's definitely a fail. All right. Scar roll damage here, real quick. Alfie takes 11 fire damage. He's just completely surrounded by flames.
Okay. That was hellish.
I'm sure at this point he's screaming, "Hot, hot, hot."
That is what he is screaming. As that spell hits him, an aura, a very purple aura now, almost as though lifted from the mechanical body, a force field appear around him. But still behind this force field is a bunch of fire, and the barrels on this machine start to crumble away. And you guys hear a bunch of whirling and clicking noises. And Elfie, the goblin's like, "Ha!" And he hops out of the machine, landing a little in front of it. So that's how that ends. I think it's Erevan's turn.
All right, how far away is he?
He's 5 feet away from me, maybe 10. 10 feet away from me.
He's far enough away that I'll just blast him without any penalties, right?
Yeah.
I will do that then. I crit. I don't remember what happens when I roll a 20, though.
You would roll twice the normal amount of damage dice.
Do I have the same modifier or double that too?
Same modifier.
17 damage.
Damn.
Oh, actually, that would be 19 damage because of my Hexblade's curse.
All right, he goes down.
Ruckus was a nice touch.
Nothing else is coming out of this, right?
You want to look down?
Yeah.
God damn it, it's Maeve.
So, Goblin Boss is dead now, right?
Oh, yeah, he's done.
I regained 5 hit points from the Hexblade's curse.
Okay. That should ought to heal you up almost.
Yeah, but I'm at 19 out of 20 hit points.
Okay, so you look down the well, Diamond. Anyone else that wants to? We're out of initiative now. And you're a little surprised as you think you can't see the bottom of the well, but you do see what looks like different levels. And you can see that there was a ledge that he dropped down to and ran into one of the hallways that goes off into the darkness, and you can't entirely see from your vantage point where it leads to.
Are we going to go down the well? Because I don't want to go first.
I want to loot the room first.
All right. I'll
check out that mechanical contraption. That's really interesting.
You find more merchants things, more boxes and crates. You find like a little tent that was made up. It looks like this was probably the goblin leader's room. You see some female goblins in here in his room, but they just scamper off. One of them does look like a warrior, and she does stop and ask if she may pass.
Yeah, you can pass.
She runs off. She grabs a few gems from inside of his tent and just books it as fast as she can. There are some other goblins in here as well. Pretty much everyone leaves, but that looks like it was his lair. Over here is his treasure room. You find a lot of gems in here, valuables. Amir would be very happy when he hops in or when he peeks in.
Can I call Amir to come get these gems?
Oh, certainly. And when he comes up and you tell him that's what you're intending for him to do, he says, "Oh, right away. Right away." Starts grabbing them up in his hands and throwing them in a little flower sack, and he runs back to his wagon with them. You guys find some weapons in here as well. Fine-looking things. You can see some house emblems on the hilts.
Are there any weapons in here I can carry?
You do find a quarterstaff that's inside of a crate.
Can I take that?
If you want to. It looks pretty nice. Great. As you move it around in your hand, you realize it's very well balanced. It feels almost as a scimitar. Sorry, what'd you ask last?
I don't remember. So it's a staff. It's a, what did you call it? A quarterstaff?
Quarterstaff, yep.
So I can put that in my inventory.
Write it down. Are you guys looking for anything else in particular as you're perusing this treasure area?
I'll look for anything that would be of value to me.
There were few gems. You do find some books and you get pretty happy. And then you open it, you realize that all the pages have been like either torn or written over, not written over, but drawn over. So they've been properly ruined. I'm not sure what else you would be interested in. You don't see anything magical.
Any books?
Other than the ones that were drawn in, no.
Can I look around and see if there's a loot? Because I promised the bard I'd get him a new loot.
There's wood here. Some of these crates are exceptionally fine. It could probably be like a neck to a loot. Family chests and other fancy storage bins. Looks like nobility even. Or some of the weapons that you guys find look like they would be knights' weapons. Or even like family weapons of a noble house. Such as the quarterstaff that you have acquired. There may be stories to all of the stuff. All these things. As for how important you would find them, I'm not sure. Anybody have history as they look around? Give me a roll on that.
I do have history, yeah.
I have it, but not trained.
A total of 21. Where's 21 my lucky number today?
That's a pretty good roll. All right.
I keep rolling 21.
You do recognize the quarter staff and some of the writings on there as she's bouncing around in her hands as Diamond's playing with it, you know, feeling the balance of it and deciding that she wants to keep it. And so as you notice the emblem on there, you start looking at the crate that it came in. You recognize this crate as coming from the Mathis House, which is a long noble line from a neighboring city, Brogain.
I'll give this information to Diamond and Mord.
Mord's barely listening because he's looking at the robot. Yeah. Bros and gains. Gotcha.
Right. All right. Go ahead and roll. What would it be for you? Like an arcana check, but except. Yeah, just roll me an arcana check as you're looking through this mech.
22.
It's actually a dwarven machine. A fabled one, even. From a long while ago when dwarves used to dwell in the mountains nearby. There must be a mine below this area. That's probably a shaft that you were looking at when you guys were staring down into the well. The goblins have probably found that shaft and this machine inside of it. It was a mining machine that was exceptionally good at moving large chunks of steel, not steel, of stone, and digging through extremely hard materials. It was not designed to mine gold, rather it was designed to find and mine diamond. The cutting tool is made out of a special magical stone, and that is what was probably shooting out the fire bolts and healing itself.
So is this thing damaged beyond repair, or what's going on with it?
Yeah, the main parts of the machine have unfortunately been set to fire.
My
the
bad.
Mechanism... A hellish fire, let's say. However, it could actually be rebuilt if somebody so wanted to. The most important part of the machine still intact, which would be that stone.
So I could take the thing?
You could take it. It's heavier than it looks, but you could take it.
Or I could pretend nothing happened and take the gem.
How do you mean? I'm so sorry.
Like the gem that powers it, I could take it.
That's like the main thing that drives the machine.
So I asked the group, like, should I explain what's going on with it and how this thing's a power source and blah, 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 blah. Should we take this whole thing or just the gem?
Do you think you can build one of those?
Give it enough time and money, I can build anything. It's going to be pretty expensive to source materials. They're going to withstand like this. You see this wood here? It's a special wood.
I'd say take whatever parts you think would use best.
How long would it take me to analyze this thing?
So you probably would want at least 3 hours to take this, to disassemble this. You would not want to take most of this wood. Some of it is as you described, but and reusable, but most of it's burnt.
Yes, yeah, like I could take like the arms that were the projectile stuff, and then I can take the crystal.
Yeah.
I'll need about 3 hours, guys. And then I tell them about the mine shaft, what I suspect is a mine shaft down the well.
Okay, maybe we should just stand guard at the well and the door and make sure, I guess just the well, make sure nobody comes in.
Okay. Amir walks in, starts gathering some of the stuff up. You need some help?
Yeah. Oh, sure. for a skilled craftsman like yourself. Also, we need to make room for this.
Oh, that's shiny. I'm assuming you're showing him the gen.
Sure. I'm just holding up a piece of something.
Okay. He's, oh, wow. Whatever it is. Yeah, room. I think there was another wagon outside. Maybe we can put it on there.
Yeah, as long as we have a horse.
Kind of. He leaves to go figure out how to sort that out and starts making room for you. This is a little beyond tonight if you guys are going to go down into the well. Is that what you guys are wanting to do? Or are you going to take the stuff as it is, having cleared the bandits?
We've finished our mission. The question is, do we want to go clear whatever's below?
There could be some stuff down there. I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I look over at the warlock.
Why are you looking at me? I'm not the decision maker. We are the decision maker.
It sure ain't me.
I guess I'm the boss then.
Oh, God help us all. What do you want to do?
As you start thinking, Erevan, the bard busts into the room and says, how dare you?
How dare us what?
All right, as you turn around, he's staring right at you.
At me?
Yep, right at Diamond.
Hey, you're being a stick in the mud.
I was following the king's orders. Oh.
So the king ordered us to clear out these bandits. Therefore, you helped us clear out the bandits. It is following the king's orders from a certain point of view.
Yeah, that's totally true. You're totally following the king's order.
I am no longer under your charms, lady.
Yeah, I can do it again if you like.
I would not advise it.
Morad says, what about mine? And gives him a big wink.
Certainly at a disadvantage.
Sick. No,
we are not talking anymore. I am going to tell the king what you've done here.
Routed out a problem. Stopped marauding.
Can I cast the charm on him again?
So that's a save he has to make, I think, correct?
I don't know.
You attempt to charm a humanoid within range, which is 30 feet. He is within wisdom saving throw.
19 itself will make it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. He sees you start casting the spell. No! No! And then you finish the spell. No! This is ridiculous!
After his repeated no's, Erevan is going to tell Diamond who you got told.
Hold on. If I cast the same spell as I did before, it counts as another spell slot?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's taken 3 hours for him to disassemble this thing. The spell lasts for an hour. That's why he busted in at this point. Because it says the creature knows it was charmed by you. So that he's pissed. Gather up all this stuff. I'm going to go to court. And I'm going to tell what you've done. And he starts marching out.
Hey, listen. You can either be a part of the glory. Or you can be one that hindered it so much that we had to charm you into helping. It's your choice in how we want to spin this tale.
And then Amir goes, yeah, don't you want to be us? You?
I like Amir even more now.
They're kind of best friend now.
A court bard getting one-upped by a small group of adventurers just starting out in their career. Or the bard that helped secure the road so no more nobles and merchants got hijacked on their way to provide for the city.
His face is red. He's just breathing, panting almost. He starts raising his hand. He says, my loot is destroyed.
I told him I already said I'd get him a new one. In fact, I was just looking back here for a loot for you.
He goes back. He's like, where? And I'm assuming you point, because he pointed back here.
Yeah, I pointed out to him.
These are... You kind of see that he's impressed by the wood he sees in here. And he walks in there and you guys can go back to work as like he starts talking about how this is ancient wood and blah, blah, blah. Some of the finest instruments was made from this and that.
It's all yours, buddy. You make yourself your new loot.
Amir stands there and claps his hands, you know. Back to gathering goodies.
All right, I'll go back to disassembling the robot. And I'll look for, while I'm doing it, different things I could tinker into tuning forks for the loot strings on the way back.
So how is everyone doing on resources like spell slots and hit points?
Now you should just rest while I finish this probably, huh?
Yeah, I should probably rest, you know?
I was thinking rest while he's examining this thing and then go deeper into the well.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm tapped for resources as far as spells go, but I'm not going to leave this robot together in one piece.
All right, go ahead and take a long rest then. That's what it sounds like you guys are wanting to do, right?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, the watch won't be too difficult. It's just shooing goblins off.
Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yeah, come on, get. You hear?
Get.
From Amir outside as you guys are resting and trancing and stuff.
Get on out of here.
What? Probably occur to you more and exactly how all that stuff was brought into the cavern here. It was probably by that mech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. But it occurs to you that you're not entirely certain how it fit through the front door.
Yeah, that was my thing.
It was? I'm sorry, did you ask?
I was like, how did they get that? How did they get this cart in there?
Oh, yeah, you did ask.
You did ask that.
My bad. So you have been wondering.
There's got to be a secret entrance somewhere. Once we're rested, maybe we can go look for it.
You don't look for long. You realize that there's a false door in the front, right? Some of the cliff face can actually move open. And this is like this whole area is the secret entrance to another, or to this place, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So as you're looking around, you find a lever to do that and everything. Yeah.
So we get a long rest?
Yep. Long rest. Go ahead and sort out your hit points and mark that you have full spells and everything. And then tell me what you guys are planning to do.
Yeah, we can go in the well.
Amir is going to come as you guys are getting yourselves ready to go down. He's going to say, everything's loaded up. Everything's ready to go. We're ready to go. What are you doing?
We're going to go down here and check out what's down here. If you want to meet us somewhere, we'll meet you up when we're done.
Oh, so that's not us anymore because I'm going to go to the city.
The city. And it'll be us again.
Of course it's always us. It's always us, Amir.
He looks very sad.
Why don't you wait, then? You shoo off the goblins at our back. You and the bard chill up here. The bard doesn't want anything to do with us anyway. Give us a little bit of time to make sure that this well is secure. And we'll head out as soon as we're done.
I maybe can go with you.
I thought you didn't want to fight.
I'll send the bard with all the goodies back to town. You were saying that you're working for the king. I overheard your argument. So he's probably going to want this stuff at the court. Am I understanding?
Yeah, I would say so. All but the robot parts. The robot parts are for us.
Okay. Where do you want it delivered?
That's a good question because I don't have a residence in the city.
You were granted residence in the palace, actually.
Oh, then I write down my address.
The palace?
Living large, my friend. Living large.
This really consolidates the trips. It's all going to the same place then, really. The bard can handle it. I can come with you.
Are you sure you want to come with us? It could be dangerous.
Ah, you guys are really good at making things less dangerous. And I'm really good at making things less here. I think this is great.
Can I do an insight check on Amir?
Yeah.
I'm not good at it, but I crit.
He genuinely seems excited to be part of a tribe that he feels is respectable.
Okay. I guess it's us. Out of character, I really feel like the bard is now the big bad of the campaign. We charmed him and now he's going to plot his revenge forever.
I feel like I made a mistake.
Do any of you say that out loud?
No.
No, that was out of character.
Okay.
What's the bard's name?
Reuben.
Reuben. Reuben.
You find him outside, throwing rocks at a rock.
Reuben, you get the distinct honor of taking all this stuff back and heading back like a damn hero. We're going to check down this well. We're going to head back. But you're walking into town with all the wealth, the hand of the king. Just remember that.
He smiles and he says, oh, you're not coming.
Oh, man, you're not going to say it was all you, are you?
Oh, no, I would. No.
I feel like someone should go with him. I'll go with him.
I'll do an insight to make sure he's telling the truth and everything.
He's not up to any good. Go ahead and roll the insight, though.
16.
You don't think he's going to screw you over or take all of the credit or anything like that. You suspect he's up to something, perhaps, that he's going to abuse his position in the court to malign you. He might go to disparage your characters.
Someone's got to go with him. I don't trust this kid.
He's charged by the king to come and chronicle your first adventure. And he might make it sound like you guys could barely cast Firebolt. He may not even mention the charm person thing. He might not have to.
So I'm going to play with something in my pocket, which is one of my magical tinkering things that I have. I'm going to hand him those tuning forks that I made overnight during the long rest. Just, they're not magical. They just got like a really smooth action. So you get precision tuning with them. And I'm like, hey, these are for you. Just remember, right? We don't have to be enemies here. You played your part. You beat that goblin to death with your loot. That wasn't cool.
This is very fine work, Morin, he says as he's looking at the tuning forks. I should like to think that if one were to have a lute, this would be a perfect way to tune it. And he smiles. Thank you.
So we don't need to talk about how you were charmed or anything bad, right? Or do we all have to go back to town at the same time?
Oh, no, no. He looks over at the cars and says, I'll help getting things loaded and I can take things in for you.
So we're going to talk about how easy we blew through this band of goblins, right?
I was there. I did see it.
What did you see exactly?
Oh, just heroes. These were menaces. These were little creatures. And he's like stampering through real quick and he pulls out his book and stuff. He starts reading the stuff he wrote. It's pretty good. Actually, his initial writings of you guys are quite favorable, quite flattering. Yeah, that's the word, flattering. And then he starts reading that to you.
All right.
And this is what you're going to inform the king of.
Oh, I have to finish it. But yes, I will tell the king of your heroics.
Can I tell if his mind has changed at all? Do I have to do another check?
No, you're still not buying it. From the back, you hear Amir say, he's not us.
I whisper back to Amir, I know he's not us.
Morad pulls out three devices from his pocket. And he says, that's all I needed. And he clicks one of them. And it's the bard talking about how great we were for 6 seconds. And then he clicks another one. And it says, it's the bard continuing to talk about how great we were. And then the third one, where it says, oh, I'll inform the king of your hero. And he's like saying how he's saying it all sincere to us.
The bard like blinks a bunch of times and says, that's what I was going to tell him. That's a fancy. Oh, I shall have to make mention of your great devices so that all shall remember.
Just listen, right? Think of the bard that has his own advertisements that he can play all over the city without actually having to be there. These are things that
I want.
We can work something out. I need some new clothes. You see how dirty this stuff is? We'll work something out.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
I'm done.
The bard, he nods and says, do you have any more of those by chance?
All in good time. We'll talk when we get back.
He says,
Mord puts his hand in his pocket.
All right. Do you try to hide that you're doing that or?
Nope, I make it very obvious.
His mouth, it opens up to say something and then he sees this and he smiles. He says, better get going then.
After Mord's recording or whatever, now has his mood changed at all?
I doubt it.
Still going to try and spread lies about us and we'll have to expose the truth, basically.
You think you've defeated that part, but as Morad said previously, you get the sense that you might have an enemy in the court now, but he seems to know that this first tale he tells of you is going to be flattering. It's not going to deviate from what he's already written, and the ending is going to be good, etc. But down the line, he might try to sabotage you.
No, I just got to stay a step ahead of him.
Yeah, after he says best to be going, he starts heading towards the carts and finishing to load them up. are loaded up and getting ready to go.
All right. Shall we go down to Goblin Town?
Yeah, let's go.
Cheers, you are.
Okay. Does anybody mind if we stop here? It's almost 10:30 anyway, but...
Oh, I'm good. I have to work in the morning, even though I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, we can stop here.
Okay. Because, to be honest, I hadn't fully worked out the well part yet, so I will need some time on that as well. Yeah, the bard thing could have went one of either way. Mord could have had a love interest.
What?
If he had rolled just a little bit better.
It was a very... Well, it was not a very good wink.
I feel what's going to happen for the most part is you guys, this is a big area. This is like a dungeon city. This is many levels, probably until like level 6 or 7.
Whoa.
So Amir can be your point man. There's going to be people from the court, your characters would hear, that will set up a camp here because... Skipping forward a bit, this used to be actually part of Elkwood. This was like a hidden cache area and a trade area between the dwarfs and the humans that used to live here a long time ago. This is like a trading post, right? They're going to set up camp here again, expand on the area, and you guys will still be close to civilization as you guys explore the city. Is that an okay direction to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll work that up then. And you guys can leave this area and go back to Elkwood whenever you really want to, because you guys do have residences there. Erevan definitely does. Mora definitely does, because he's a master of the royal shop.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Diamond, I can't remember if you were granted. I think you also were granted at least a temporary residence. And then as well, there's the side quests that are already set up you guys can go do as well. There are already people... What was I going to say? Like, people will come and give you reports of how that's going, how their investigation of your forest is going, if they might need your help. Erevan, with your library, how renovations are going, if there's problems, if they need help, stuff like that, will come to you guys here in this area. Okay?
All right.
Or if you guys decide to go check it out yourselves too. So anyways, I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page of what's going on. And if you guys get any ideas of what you would like to do, especially between sessions, go ahead and message me. Or messages you want to send to areas. There's a paladin leading a bunch of clerics to your forest, Diamond, to investigate the plague. If there's stuff you want to know about it and whatnot. All right. Thank you, everybody, for playing. I hope you had fun.
Yep. Good times. Had a good time.
I hope Ruckus was fun.
Yes. I know. I need to rebuild Ruckus.
That was fun.
He didn't even get a chance to use his ultimate. You guys were doing so much damage so fast.